welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for January 26th through February 1st, 2013. Palestinians welcome the recommendations of the United Nations Human Rights Council regarding Israel. Meanwhile, Israeli invasions into Palestinian communities reached 75 this week, leaving 7 Palestinians dead. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. 7 children were injured on Friday and 1 man was arrested by Israeli troops who attacked anti-wall protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the details.
Protests on Friday were reported in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Masra village in southern West Bank, in addition to Kfar Qaddoum in the north. 7 Palestinian children were injured at the village of Kfar Qaddoum. Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers and their supporters to stop their protest. In addition to the 7 children injured by tear gas, many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. 1 man was also arrested by Israeli troops. In central West Bank, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the villagers and their Israeli and international supporters at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh. In Bil'in and Na'lin, the protesters managed to reach the lands where Israel is building the wall, while in Nabi Saleh, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. At the village of Al-Masra, 1 child was injured when soldiers attacked protesters with rifle butts and buttons. Villagers said that the boy was hit by soldiers on his hand. The villagers and their supporters only managed to reach the settlers' road near the village before they got attacked by Israeli soldiers. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
Top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called this week for the implementation of the recommendations by the UN Human Rights Council. Meanwhile, Palestinian sources denied from London plans to kick off covert negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. At the internal level, Speaker for Palestinian Parliament called for reopening parliamentary sessions in both Gaza and the West Bank. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari with the details.
Top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says international community needs to push forward implementing some recommendations by a report of the United Nations Human Rights Council, which called for an immediate unconditional halt of all illegal Israeli settlements building in both the West Bank and the occupied East Jerusalem. Erekat's comments came a few months after Palestinian Authority's status was updated to that of a state but non-member at the United Nations. Last November, United Nations recognized Palestine with the 1967 border lines as a non-member state. 1967 borders, including the Gaza Strip, West Bank and East Jerusalem, are the boundaries of a future Palestinian state. In the meantime, Israeli illegal settlements building continues unabated. Last month, Palestinian residents in the West Bank staged widespread protests against such activities by setting up symbolic camps on Arab lands Israel plans to confiscate for settlement purposes. In another news, Palestinian sources from London denied media reports that a current Middle East conference held in London aims at kicking off secret negotiations between Israel and Palestinians in order to break peace process's stalemate since September 2010. The sources close to the conference hinted at the fact that such a conference involves representatives from Switzerland and the UK, along with some other European countries, discuss Middle East affairs, including reasons for the peace process's stalemate. On the internal Palestinian level, Speaker for Palestinian Parliament and leading Hamas figure in the West Bank, Dr. Aziz Dwaik, called for reopening parliamentary sessions in both Gaza and the West Bank ahead of possible reconciliation between his Hamas party and the Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Dwaik's remarks came on the heels of Hamas's agreement to the operation of the election committee in Gaza. This week, chairman of the committee, Hanan Nasser, met with Hamas's prime minister in Gaza, Ismail Haniya, and some other representatives of Gaza-based political factions. In Cairo, Hamas and Fatah representatives held a series of meetings to discuss ways of conciliation. In Amman, leader for Hamas, Khaled Mash'al, met with the Jordanian monarch, Abdullah II. Media reports suggested that Mash'al expressed his party's consent to a two-state solution. Local Hamas leaders in Gaza refuted and said Palestine's boundaries should include all parts of historical Palestine, not only the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Seven Palestinians were reported killed in Gaza this week. Moreover, Israeli army conducted at least 75 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, Israeli soldiers kidnapped at least 33 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported on Sunday of this week that a Palestinian man was killed and another was injured in a tunnel accident in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The accident took place in a siege-busting tunnel in a Salam neighborhood in Rafah. The body of the slain Palestinian, aged 33, and the wounded resident were moved to Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital in Rafah. Last week, a Palestinian teenager was killed when a siege-busting tunnel in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip collapsed on him. Later in the week, a Palestinian family of six was killed on Thursday in Gaza City after their house caught fire on the early dawn hours. The Palestinian police in Gaza said that the family was using candles to light their house when the furniture was set on fire. Some areas in Gaza have only 12 hours a day of electricity because Israel does not allow enough fuel used to generate electricity into the coastal enclave. Therefore, many families in Gaza resort to using other means to get heat and light for their homes. In the West Bank this week, extremist Israeli settlers installed a new illegal outpost near Al-Yabuk area west of Jayus near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya on Monday. The settlers installed their outpost on area that was previously illegally occupied by the settlers. But in 2008, the Israeli Supreme Court ordered the settlers out after Israel altered the route of the annexation wall in the area. 10 days ago, Israel completed the construction of the wall in the area, but a few days ago, the settlers brought mobile homes on privately owned Palestinian lands to install their outpost. According to residents, the settlers initially claimed that the mobile homes belong to the contractor who is building the wall in the area. On Tuesday of this week, Israeli forces, accompanied by Israeli Army civil administration officers, raided at Tabban area, east of Yatta, southern West Bank. They handed 7 notices for stopping the construction work on 4 houses, which are home to 33 members of the same family, 3 barricades used for raising cattle and storing fords and grains. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 26th through February 1st, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmal.